A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus. English, that's so much fun. English education for you and everyone's a mom alone. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. Hey, it's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, guys, here we go. C, D, E, F, G, H, I want A plus English.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Mike.
And I'm Claire.
Now, if I ask you about something that is really, really, really green, really popular, hugely popular, and very hard to find or very hard to see, what do you think I'm talking about?
Very hard to see. Is that an insect?
No, it's not an insect, and it's also not the Incredible Hulk. I'm talking about matcha.
Ah, matcha.
Yes,
okay.
It's very popular. It's very green. And from what I hear, it's hard to find. It's so popular. Many places are running out. They just don't have it anymore.
Oh.
So we're going to be learning all about this amazing tea. It's a tea. It's tea. It's just tea in a different form. It's interesting tea. I mean, other teas are interesting, but this is a kind of a special tea. And as it says there in our title, it has a culture. Matcha culture. Learn it, then make it. Wow. So we're going to be learning about the culture, and then we're also going to show you how to make it in sort of the Japanese style. That's, of course, if you can find matcha, and you might have to go to your favorite store a few times.
对，所以我们今天要讲的就是抹茶的魅力学，从茶到文化到 DIY 拿铁。好的， before I get into the article.
Oh, yes, okay.
Because it takes a lot of time to make a good matcha.
Does.
So I would like to ask if you want to say to your friend who's a good friend who's making matcha for you, you want to say, oh, 慢慢来就好了, I'm in no rush, 慢慢来, 的英文怎么说呢?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Matcha culture. Learn it, then make it. In Japan, matcha is more than just tea. It holds a special place in the Japanese tea ceremony. During the process, people take their time to prepare and enjoy matcha. This helps them calm their minds. For this reason, many visitors go to Japan to experience this tradition for themselves.
All right, so the article begins by giving us some idea of how important this very special drink is. It says, in Japan, matcha is more than just tea.
Okay.
So we're not saying that matcha is also coffee, and it's also a soft drink, and it's also a snack, and it's also a dessert. No, no, no. We're just saying it is more important to people in Japan, in their culture, right? Than just a tea, just something you drink.
Exactly. So it has a deeper meaning
in
their culture.
There you go. It has a deeper meaning in their culture. Well put. As it says, it holds a special place in the Japanese tea ceremony. Yeah, that's right. They have a whole ceremony built around drinking this very popular cut type of tea. I mean, the English have their tea time, and there's typical foods you might eat with your tea, right? You have tea around 4 p.m. in England, but a ceremony? Not really.
好，所以其实在日本呢 Japanese tea ceremony 就是日本的茶道啦，那这边看到 hold a special place, 这代表说这个抹茶呢它在日本的茶道占有很重要的地位哦。
Yeah, when we think of a ceremony, we think of something really important, right? Like a religion or a special holiday, not just drinking tea. Yeah, well, they're also making the tea and enjoying the tea and all of that stuff. But yeah, it's very, very interesting and special. It says during the process or during the tea ceremony, people take their time to prepare and enjoy matcha. I mean, you can just go and buy a box of tea bags and throw throw one in a cup and fill it with hot water, and hey, in a few minutes you have a nice cup of tea, but that is nothing like the Japanese tea ceremony. It is quite a long and complicated process.
Mm, exactly. Especially, I have tried to make my own matcha, Ooh. And if you just throw it in the, in your cup, yeah. fill it with some hot water, huh? that's not gonna work. You're gonna get a terrible matcha.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. that's what I do sometimes at one of those sushi restaurants, where you just have a little spoon, you put in some hot water, but it's not a ceremony, it's not a process, it's very fast and easy.
Right. Mm. Okay, so 这边呢看到了 process, 它是一个名词是过程的意思。好，那还有另外一个片语哦，这边说到 during the process, 在这个过程当中呢 people take their time. Okay, 好，所以这边刚刚那个问大家的问题，大家按照在这边，如果当你今天要跟你朋友说慢慢来，不用急，就是你慢慢来就好了，你就可以说 take one's time. So, for example, take your time, it's okay.
There you go. There's no reason to be in a hurry or to rush or to go really fast. You can go slowly and enjoy what you're doing. And that's part of the idea, as the article says. This, the process, the ceremony, how it takes time, this helps them calm their minds. Mm. In the same way, if you do a lot of things from, you know, making sure your skin is beautiful to having a nice long shower and relaxing, it also helps to calm your mind down as it sort of relaxes and makes your body feel comfortable too.
哇，所以其实做抹茶泡抹茶呢就很像是一个很有仪式感的事情，它可以怎么样让我们的心情平静下来，所以使平静我们就会用到 calm 这个单字，它是一个动词，所以 calm their mind 呢就是让他们的心情平静下来。 So it's kind of like taking a coffee break, because when you take a coffee break, you go to the tea room, you make some tea or coffee for yourself, and you don't think about all the problems that you have at work or about your study, right?
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you take your coffee break kind of alone or you do it in a quiet way. I mean, if you're just chatting with your friends the whole time, that might not calm your mind. But of course, the tea ceremony is a much quieter kind of process. As it says, for this reason, because of all these things we've learned about it, for this reason, many visitors go to Japan to experience this tradition for themselves, right? You can buy matcha in lots of places, but you can only really experience the proper tea ceremony in Japan. And yeah, a lot of people go there, and it's one of their bucket list items, right? I must visit this temple. I must go to that crosswalk in Tokyo where everyone crosses at the same time. And I must try the Japanese tea ceremony. Very cool. I've actually done it in Japan a long time ago.
How was it?
Well, I was really little, so I was really bored. But I was like an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old kid, right? So I was quite bored, but I think I enjoyed it because it was quiet. I could understand why people were doing it, but after about 20 minutes, I wanted to play with my Lego.
Okay. You're like, why is it taking so long?
Yeah, come on, faster. Get a can of Coke and open that. That's what I want to have. But yes, it was very interesting, and of course, I would love to do it again.
Right, 好，所以就是我们就说到了，很多人就许多游客呢会想要亲自 for oneself, for themselves, 亲自到日本体验这项传统。Yeah, so in different cultures, there are different ceremonies, right? So like in Japan, it's this matcha ceremony, and I know that when I travel to Bali, they also have an interesting ceremony called cacao ceremony, 可可仪式。
Cacao ceremony.
So
okay.
It's a bit similar to this Japanese ceremony, but they have different meanings. So the cacao, it represents the blood of Balinese people. To them, it's like a sacred plant that opens the heart and awakens the spirit.
Wow.
I mean, I've never tried it. Many people also go to Bali to try this tradition for themselves.
Okay, very interesting. That would definitely be something to check out in Bali, Indonesia.
好，所以我们刚刚就学到了，其实喝抹茶，他们泡抹茶呢，在日本茶道不是只是一种喝茶的小习惯而已哦，它是一种有点像是仪式感，可以让泡茶人可以心情平静下来，所以使平静呢，使镇静，就可以用 calm 这个单字 ，calm 它是一个动词。So for example, petting my cat calms me down， 摸摸我的猫呢，可以让我平静下来。 好，那单字的例句，我们看到 Baldwin drank some water to calm his thoughts before the interview. Baldwin 呢，在面试前喝了一些水，让他自己的情绪、思绪平静下来。好，那下一个片语呢，我们看到 take one's time， 它是指说慢慢来，不着急的意思。So for example， 如果你要跟你朋友说哦，慢慢来就好了，你就会说 take your time。好 ，So for example， there is no rush， you can take your time， 不用急，你可以慢慢来。好，下一个片语呢，会是 for oneself， 所以这个 oneself 呢，是指反身代名词。比如说呢，如果是女生的她，就是 herself； 男生的他 himself。他们就会是 themselves。 好，所以 for oneself 呢，指的是你亲自做什么事情，你不是只有网络上查一查，然后看别人怎么做，或是呢看看 YouTube 影片，没有，你是自己亲自去做。好，那跟 by oneself 有点点差。 by oneself 呢，是在强调说你是独自去做这件事情的，旁边没有任何的人。好，那 so for example， I'd love to go to Bali and experience a cacao ceremony for myself。 我们刚刚就提到那个巴厘岛呢，有一个很可爱的仪式叫做可可仪式嘛，所以我想要去巴厘岛亲自体验一场可可仪式。
Today, matcha appears in ice cream, chocolate, bread, and many other kinds of food. Its unique bitter taste and sweet aftertaste make these foods stand out. Also, these matcha items have a bright green color and look eye-catching. People love sharing photos of them on the internet. Since matcha is so popular, why not try making a matcha drink at home?
All right, so already we know that matcha is very important in Japanese culture, and you can even go there and have a very old tea ceremony where they make tea, and it's all about being peaceful and, you know, clearing your mind. But if you just like the flavor of this very special drink, that's okay too. There are many things that you can choose from. It says, today, matcha appears in ice cream, chocolate, bread, and many other kinds of food. Are there matcha potato chips? Probably.
Mm, maybe that matcha pizza as well.
Ooh, probably that too.
Yeah, because I've seen pizza with
anything on it.
Yeah, noodles.
Basically anything that you can think of, yeah.
Mm, okay, so 这边就说了啊，抹茶，你可以看到它出现在各种各式各样的食物上面哦，所以出现呈现会用 appear 这个动词。So which matcha food sounds the most delicious to you?
I like matcha. The drink is very nice. I've had quite a few nice matcha desserts.
Okay.
You know, so in some cheesecake or some ice cream or something like that. I like a little bit of the flavor, but I would never go to the matcha restaurant where everything was matcha flavored. That would be a little too
you get
much.
Tired of it.
But yeah, I think it goes well with sweet things like desserts and cakes and stuff like that. Ice cream too.
Yeah, I also like matcha mochi.
Matcha mochi. Interesting. Hmm. Matcha mochi. I've never had that. Sounds very tasty. And yeah, that taste is what a lot of people love, which is, of course, why you find matcha in many other kinds of foods. It says its unique bitter taste and sweet aftertaste make these foods stand out. It kind of tastes like tea, kind of like green tea. But it definitely has a very unique taste.
所以这个 unique bitter taste 呢，就是指它独特的苦味。而且它不是只有苦而已哦，它还有回甘 sweet aftertaste， 就是你今天 aftertaste 就是你尝过后留在嘴巴那个味道嘛，所以就是叫做 aftertaste。那这个样子的特性呢，让像抹茶这些食物特别的突出。那突出呢，这个片语我们就用 stand out。So do you like food that has bitter taste, such as bitter lemon? 我们有苦瓜嘛。And we also have grapefruit that has the bitter taste.
Oh, grapefruit's kind of bitter, kind of sour. Bitter melon, of course. Yeah, I love some 苦瓜. Black coffee has bitter, you know, a bitter taste. That's why people put milk or sugar in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, again, I wouldn't want to have everything on my plate be bitter, but along with sour and sweet and salty, you know, yeah, it's definitely an interesting flavor. What about you? Do you like bitter? I know a lot of people here maybe don't like bitters so much.
I don't like something that's too bitter.
Too bitter.
没办法吃苦.
Okay, yeah. Well, too bitter is probably no fun for most people. Mm. Also, back to our article, it says these matcha items, like the ones we mentioned before, have a bright green color and look eye-catching. That's true. That special glowing green of the matcha is very unique and special. I think that's why a lot of these desserts and other things have become popular on Instagram and other places, because that green really looks good when you take pictures of it.
好，那这边呢就在讲到，抹茶它有一个鲜艳的颜色 ，bright green color， 那看起来就很吸睛啊。那很吸睛这个形容词，我们就用 eye catching， 它就抓住你的眼球。嗯
，Yes， definitely part of its popularity these days. People love sharing photos of them on the internet, photos of their interesting matcha dishes, because as we mentioned, that green really pops. It's a really nice color when you take a photograph.
And it also looks cute.
It does look cute. And I think also people are using matcha in creative ways, right? So people love to show off a new food that other people may have never seen before or tried. It says, since matcha is so popular, why not try making a matcha drink at home? Yeah, it'd be fun to do that for yourself, for your friends. Often in a store, you might have to wait in line to buy a popular new matcha drink or something, so you can try to do it at home, and we are going to help you guys.
We're going to do that in our next article.
Can't wait.
好，所以这边呢就看到了这个 since 出来，小心哦，它不是你国中学到的自从的意思。这边的 since 呢，它会是等于 because， 代表说因为或是既然，所以就说到了啊，既然抹茶这么受欢迎，我们就何不在家自己 做一杯呢？那这边看到了 why not， 它表示提议。好，所以我们就来讲一下刚刚看到的重点单字。首先呢，会是 appear，appear 是一个动词，表示出现或是呈现。那它其他的相反呢，可能各位之前都有学过，叫做 disappear。disappear呢，看到有一个 d i s 否定的字首在前面嘛，所以 disappear 就是出现的相反，就会是消失。好，so for example。 Pimples always seem to appear right before a very important day. 啊，这也发生在你的生活当中吗？ 痘痘呢，似乎总是在非常重要的日子前出现。好，那单字的例句： A rainbow appeared in the sky after the rain stopped. 雨停了之后，天空中出现一道彩虹。好，那下一个单字还是一个形容词，表示苦的或是有苦味的，我们就会用 bitter。 我们就说到，刚刚那个抹茶呢，就是有一点点苦苦的，但是又有回甘的味道。好，so for example, dark chocolate is a bit bitter, it's a bit bitter, but it's much healthier than the sweet milk version. 好，黑巧克力呢有点苦，但是比甜的牛奶巧克力健康多了，就是 it's also less sugary， 就是比较少糖分，对身体比较好一点点。 好，那下面的单字的例句呢，看到 This medicine tastes bitter, so children often refuse to take it. 这个药尝起来很苦，因此孩子们常常不肯吃。好，最后的片语呢，看到 stand out。 那 stand out 呢，它是一个片语，表示突出或是出众。你可以想象一下嘛 ，stand out 就是站出来，你在人群当中站出来，就代表说你今天表现很突出，或是你今天穿很鲜艳的衣服很突出。好，so for example, her bright jacket made her stand out in the crowd. 这就在讲这个，她亮色的外套让她在人群中特别显眼。好，那单词的例句 ，Carter stands out on the basketball team because he always plays really well. Carter 呢在篮球队里特别突出，因为他总是发挥的很好。好，那最后呢看到 why not 表示提议的用法。那小心哦，这个 why not 是指我们何不做这件事情呢？那它后方要加的是原形动词，不管你今天它的你今天指称的那个对象是什么，就一律加原形动词就好了。So for example, why not try a new drink today? 你为什么不试试新饮料呢？有可能你的朋友每次都在点一样的珍珠奶茶无糖去冰，想说哎。 今天有新的要不要试试看，就会用这样子的说法 Why not try a new drink today? 那这个 try 是原形动词。 Review time。
All right, so we have a quick question for you guys, and hey, what a surprise! It's a question about matcha! Who would have guessed? Have you ever tried matcha-flavored food? How did it taste? If not, would you like to try it? So we're not talking about just drinking matcha tea. No, we're talking about the food that is flavored like that. Did you enjoy your matcha-flavored food, in other words?
Yeah, I have. I have tried.
What have you tried?
Matcha mochi.
Like matcha mochi, okay.
Matcha.
Is that something you bought from a big company or from like a little store that was just making it?
I think I bought it from a small shop in Hualien.
Hualien
is very famous for their mochi.
For their mochi, yeah.
And they also make a lot of mochi with different flavors.
Oh, so they would have sesame or strawberry or chocolate or whatever. They have matcha too. Okay, and how did it taste?
It tastes good.
Yeah,
quite sweet.
Okay.
Because I think they know that a lot of people don't like the bitterness.
So
they put a lot of sugar inside.
That's true. A lot of the matcha flavored things, like foods are often quite sweet. Okay. And would you try it again?
Yeah.
I would.
And it's very QQ.
So that means it's good mochi.
Yeah.
Definitely well made and matcha flavored too if you like that. I guess the most matcha sort of Japanese style matcha thing I ever had was a Kit Kat.
Oh,
you know those chocolate bars? It's like a chocolate cookie. Mm. And you know in Japan they have Kit Kats at every flavor, and I think in Japan I did have a matcha Kit Kat, and it was good.
I've tried that. It's also very sweet.
Yeah, matcha and chocolate. You can't go wrong. Mm. All right, what about you guys? Have you ever tried anything matcha-flavored in the food world? What was it? Was it weird? Was it tasty? Is it something you would try again? Have a chat about that, and come back tomorrow, because we're going to be matching it up. Mm. That's not a word. We're going to be helping you guys make some matcha, and we'll also be learning some of the special words for the equipment you use in that very cool Japanese tea ceremony.
Right. So you will know what to get afterwards.
Exactly. So come and join us for that. Until then, sayonara.
好，想学更多的实用英文吗？欢迎加入 A Plus English 空中美语粉丝团哦。
Yes, we could also bow. Sayonara.
学英文超简单，现在就加入空中美语空中家教官方 LINE。